Proclamation number 8618 of 16th of September, 1963. Faith in Jesus Christ is in danger, therefore revelations. Faith in Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world will dwindle ever more, for everything will be done on the part of the adversary to place doubt and rejection into people's hearts. And since no direct evidence can be produced, only faith in him will ever have to be strong so that people will not succumb and completely exclude him from their thoughts, which, however, signifies great spiritual darkness with the danger of falling back into the abyss. But this is the plan of the adversary so that he does not lose his following, which only Jesus Christ can wrest from him through his death on the cross when man believes in this his work of redemption. That is why the most unbelievable assertions are made, which all amount to denying an existence of Jesus completely or to put him down as man like every other man, to call all his miracles until his resurrection from the dead a lie or legend and therefore to deny the whole work of redemption and to make it ineffective. And the adversary finds many receptive ears for his work of lies, who are all too willing to believe him because they do not want to believe in Jesus Christ and his work of redemption. But just as he also shakes the faith of those who are indifferent and not fully convinced of the teachings concerning Jesus Christ, and even these easily separate themselves from their former views, and only he who earnestly seeks the truth can have his faith strengthened again, for it will be clearly given into his thoughts what the redemptive work of Jesus Christ is about, or he will gain exact knowledge through my word, because this is the most important reason for the transmission of my word to earth, that people will be truthfully informed about the act of salvation so that they will take the path to the cross and fulfill their most important task on earth, to seek forgiveness of their original sin from him, the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. Because you man can only then speak of success in earth life when you become free of your original sin in this, and that alone only requires the acknowledgement of Jesus and the intimate request to him for forgiveness of all sin. Then your existence as man was truly not in vain, then the aim has been reached by you, which however can never be reached without Jesus Christ. Redemption through Jesus Christ means complete solution and becoming free from the enemy of your soul, who then has lost all power over you men. But that he wants to prevent this with all means, in every way, is understandable, and that is why he also reaches for all imaginable plans, means, to take all faith in Jesus Christ from men. And since men in the lost time before the end are also completely without love, they also possess no living faith, which would withstand the onslaught of the opponent, but they voluntarily also give up their weak faith. They accept erroneous teachings without hesitation to also shake off all responsibility, because they then also hardly believe in a God, who once demands account from them for their walk of life. But my counteraction will now also take effect to a greater extent, and what cannot be made credible to people through evidence will be proven through the working of my spirit, and clear knowledge will be given to people as a result, and Jesus' act of salvation will also be truthfully explained and substantiated. These clarifications of mine give such an understandable picture of the mission of the man Jesus that this human being comes to a convinced faith who is only serious about standing in truth. And whether it is only few, but these also represent their knowledge, and the opponent will no longer be able to shake their faith. For they need no evidence, because the evidence alone is the working of the Spirit, which also only became possible through Jesus' death on the cross, and which only ever imparts pure truth to the human being and explains all spiritual correlations, so that the human being can no longer doubt. But he has free will, and he can withdraw himself from the influence of my adversary, but as he also can be at his will and closes himself to pure truth. And the adversary's activity will become ever more apparent until he will finally also want to eliminate me myself and also want to deprive people of their faith in a God and Creator, in a power which stands and works above all things. And then his hour has also come. Then he exceeds his authority and thereby ends even the time of his work on this earth. Then he will be bound again for a long time, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.